Cunningham sent me this, and I watched this. And when I watched this, I said, well...
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Vortex, where lies and...
Michael Voris.
...exposed. I'm Michael Voris. Author Rod Dreher's new book, The Benedict Option, is burning up the sales records on the internet among various Christians. On a recent TV interview, Dreher explained that the main thesis of his book is that Christians have to accept that we are now in a post-Christian age, and we have to live as committed, even radical Christians, in order to recapture the Christian culture that has been lost. Dreher converted from being a Methodist to a Catholic in 1993.
Now before I play any more of this, you wanted the air raid siren. I'm going to give you the parts of the air raid siren. Why? You people, I'm telling you, it's coming. Voris does not, there's no glove. There's no glove on his hand. He didn't even bother to wrap his knuckles with a little tape to soften the punch. So I'm not going to do the whole thing because I want to save some of it for tomorrow. But I'll give you a teaser, a preview, if you will, a promo for what's coming here.
And then when the homosexual priest child sex abuse scandal erupted, he converted to Eastern Orthodoxy because, in his words, quote, the sexual abuse of minors is facilitated by a secret, powerful network of gay priests, closed quote. On
true.
That score, he's dead on,
true.
And it's still
true.
Going on. And those clergy who die in their sins will face the wrath of Almighty God, and it will be justly deserved.
Yep.
To the larger point of this Vortex episode, Dreher is missing a gigantic point. In fact, it's so big that it renders his solution to living as a Christian in a post-Christian world completely null and void. It is a classic case of perfect diagnosis and wrong cure. America is post-Christian
America.
Precisely because the understanding of Christian in its original and air authentic sense has been completely stripped bare of its meaning. In a theological sense, Christian refers to anyone who's baptized, and that's about it. In every other sense, the word has no real meaning because practical Christianity has been utterly neutered owing to the heresy of Protestantism. The reason...
Unity. Singular unity is what is missing from the order. There's no way to get it back. It is impossible to reclaim it without unification. Now, even if you unify, you're going to have problems. And there are going to be bad elements, criminal elements. Voris mentioned the perverts that the communists unleashed inside the smoke of Satan, as Pope Paul VI said, inside... the Vatican or inside the church, that's correct. It's true. No, look, anyone that is a realist, what's truth? Conformity of the mind or reality? Anyone that wants to conform their mind to reality has to concur that happened, and it is still happening. Although, I will tell you that this is an issue that was confronted in the 11th century by St. Peter Damian. There weren't any communists back then, so you can figure out who was the instigator of that. But it was confronted and put down in the past. And that, again, is because man is fallen. And as long as there is a fall, then there is always going to be the possibility that any of us can also fall. That's the fact, Jack.